gave me $3,000 for an acre and 7/10, and this other was an acre and 2/10 that gave me the $4,000 clear.
That's quite a bit.
Yes, I should say.
Okay, you mentioned works for colored people. Were there any other?
Well, Negroes and black.
Joking words.
Nigger, we would call them niggers.
Okay, any other joking words or any?
Well, I wanted to be so kind to them, I could never say those, maybe repeat the words that I don't recall now, just honey, what you're having.
Yeah, okay, I was just wondering if you could think of
no,
any
I don't,
other words.
No, I don't, other than Negro and blacks and colored and all that.
Okay, any other words for white people? Like, suppose there were some white people that were not very well off, but just didn't seem to care much, did
they? Yeah, okay, they used to call them poor white trash.
Okay. What about someone who lives out in the country and doesn't know much about city ways and comes into town and everybody knows them?
Yeah, they call them country jakes. I've heard that so often.
Country what?
Country jakes.
Okay. Can you think of any other words like this for certain types of people? I mean, not necessarily critical.
Well, they were good morally, but they were ignorant, they would say, a lot of times, you know, and things like that. I heard little slurry things said about, you know, a poorer class who didn't have any education whatsoever. But I'd always cash their checks. I'd treat them, honey, just like they was the governor. I didn't make any, didn't draw a line. I treated everybody with the same respect, regardless of what standing they were.
Yeah. Can you think of any names for a child that's born with one parent black and another parent white?
Well, I don't know that I knew of anyone who was like that.
Okay, what about names for people like who live way up in the mountains?
They were mountain Hoosiers. They call them mountain Hoosiers.
Uh-huh. What about hillbilly? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, that's right. And, they were even down in our country, in our whatever the word would be, but they weren't educated to doing things that, you know, the better class of people, and they just called them hillbillies or, you know, some country jacks or something like that.
Okay. If it was not quite midnight and somebody asked you what time it was, you'd say, well, it isn't quite midnight, but it's
getting late.
Okay. Or it's what, midnight? Would you say it's nigh on to midnight or near midnight, or pretty near?
I'll ask in the night when they're waiting on the other lady, what time is it? And she'll say, oh, I really don't know. I would say, is it in that way? It's near 12 o'clock. I have the light over my bed and I'll always keep a watch on. And I can tell her when she will ask me then without pulling the light on to see for.
Okay, you say, well, say it's real slippery outside. You say, I was walking on this ice and I didn't fall.
But I slipped and I almost fell.
Like
to have fallen.
Okay, suppose someone was waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and called out to you and asked if you were ready yet. And you say,
not quite.
But I'll be with you in just
5 minutes or whatever time I thought it would take. In a minute.
I'm thinking of another expression. I'll be with you in just
immediately. I will be ready to go with you.
What about just a minute?
Just a minute, yes.
Okay.
If it's just a short, just right off.
Yeah, okay.